and scientifically valid. Just ask any of the thousands of followers on her Facebook support groups. Hint, search the book title on Facebook. Do it now. Best of all, she is describing a way out of the game forever. It's getting old and you are not getting any younger. This truly is a way to change your lifestyle so your body's health improves each day, month after month, less body fat, improved metabolism, reduced dependence on medications, improved blood pressure, normalization of blood sugar, not to mention improved mental clarity, self-discipline, and self-confidence. Have I mentioned that fasting has anti-aging benefits and probably improves your life expectancy? Not bad, huh? The world's a different place than when the first Hippocratic Oath was written, 400 BC. Heck, the information in this book wasn't widely known 10 years ago. It truly is an exciting time for us scientists who seek better health through nutrition. You will soon become your own experiment of one, and you have an entire legion of like-minded pioneers supporting you. Congratulate yourself on becoming part of a real movement. So I'll try a little harder to adhere to my promises over the next 20 years. No more canned responses when my next patient comes up to me desperate for answers on how to lose weight. I'll just have them enjoy a conversation with Jen and then support them on their lifetime journey of experimenting and researching the various intermittent fasting options that work for them. Kenneth Power, MD, December 2016. Disclaimer. This book is not a substitute for medical advice. All information and tools presented within this text are intended for motivational purposes. Any health, diet, or exercise advice shared here is not intended as medical diagnosis or treatment. If you think you have any type of medical condition, you must seek professional advice, even if you believe it may be due to diet, food, or exercise. You should always consult a qualified practitioner before using any dietary, exercise, or health advice from this text. Introduction. About me and what to expect from this book. Okay, you caught me. I am not a medical doctor, and I am not a nutritionist. You may be asking yourself why you should listen to a regular person like me when it comes to dietary advice. Of course, you should not take medical advice from random people that you don't know, and that includes me. Always check with your favorite trusted medical professionals when making decisions that could affect your health. If you have a medical condition, you absolutely have to talk to your physician before changing your lifestyle. Nothing in this book should be considered by you to be medical advice from me. Go listen to the disclaimer if you haven't listened to it already. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, I want to tell you a little bit about who I am. I am a 47-year-old mother of two teenage sons. I have been married to my patient husband for over 25 years, and, as I mentioned in the dedication, he has literally loved me through thick and thin. Some years were thicker than others. Like many of you, I have struggled with my weight for years, decades even, and I have tried so many different ways to lose weight. If you want to hear my whole convoluted story, go right to Appendix A for my dieting and weight loss story. I've laid it out there for you, and you may have a diet history just as crazy as mine. No, I am not a medical doctor. I do, however, have a doctorate in gifted and talented education, and I was at one time a member of Mensa. I'm actually a Mensa dropout. Oops. I don't tell you this to brag about how smart I am, but to let you know that I am able to at least get a paper successfully past a dissertation committee and pass an intelligence test. Hopefully that will give me some credibility. If that doesn't, maybe the fact that I have lost 80-plus pounds and kept it off for 2 years now, as of early 2017, should do it. If it makes you feel better, you can call me Dr. Stevens. My elementary gifted students call me that all day, and I will definitely answer to it. Or you can just call me Jen, and I will be your Jenspiration throughout this book. Think of me as a trusted friend, and imagine that we are having a casual conversation about how you can approach the business of weight loss and eventual weight maintenance. The goal of this book is to share some of the latest thinking about the weight loss strategy known as intermittent fasting. I will tell you my story and point you towards some fantastic books that were written by researchers and medical doctors. You do not have to take it from me. After hearing my story, you can go straight to the books written by the actual medical professionals and read what they have to say. You'll find an annotated bibliography of resources in Appendix C. I want to warn you right up front. The style of this book is going to be casual. I'm going to refer to sources, but not in a formal way. Many of the books I will point you to in the annotated bibliography do have comprehensive reference lists,